So, Ackle, I have
Yes.
a story for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I've been really broke lately. So, I've been sort of skimping on my self-care. And that's something that's really important to my happiness. So, I've decided I've got to find a way to do cost-effective self-care. So, I went to the store and got press-on nails. And I was pretty excited. I was feeling myself, literally. And I was masturbating with them on, like fucking my pussy like this.
Oh.
And one of them came off inside my pussy. I'm not kidding. Like it broke off in there. I like finished before I noticed, but I think like
Wait, wait.
when I was coming, I think my coochie like squeezed it right off. It popped that sucker off.
Okay. So you think that it was whilst you were coming that the, or do you think that you were fingering yourself without noticing a nail was off inside of you?
In all honesty, I could care less. I had to finish. But like, I didn't obviously notice it was gone until I was like in post-nut clarity and I just like pull my slimy little fingers out of my pussy and I'm like, oh shit. Whoa, that's not good. That's really small. And like, I had to like dig it out with my nailless finger. I was like trying to kegel it down out of me.
That sounds horrifying. That's like my worst nightmare, especially because you have to then dig around in your vagina, which you know freaks me out.
Yeah, for me, the most traumatizing part was that I had to get press-on
We
nails.
are the awkward situation. Does that make sense? Like,
Yeah. It sort of just follows us.
So, we are some dumbass 20-something. Period. I am an absolute trash person. Is it narcissistic?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, welcome back to the roster. My name is Anne Marie.
My name is Echo.
So, I don't know if you guys will watch our last episode on YouTube yet, but we're appearing on video right now because we got like it in our head that we were the good part of the last episode. But let's be honest, Kendra Lust was amazing. Echo, I had so much fun doing that episode.
I'm literally obsessed with her. She really is so sweet. I want her to be my mother and my best friend. Everything. My therapist.
Honestly, guys, if you haven't watched the video version of it, go check it out because Kendra is unbelievably hot. And Echo and I are there to show like a real comparison between the average girl hot Kendra Lust.
My
So
tits are out the whole time.
honestly, I think
Heard
kind
that.
of my tits are out a little bit too.
Hang on, I'll give everyone a little peek. Just one button away here, guys. Don't worry. I got
Peek-a-bizzle.
some goods.
I have a sports bra on, so mine don't do that shape that yours are doing right now. They're more like.
Giving me the option of showing my cleavage was a mistake. Anyway, back to the episode. If you guys want to see the episode we did with Kendra, then go ahead and check it out on our social media. We have our links on our website as well, rosterpodcast.com. You can follow us on everything at rosterpodcast as well.
And something that's happened since our last episode is people rediscovered the roster hotline, Echo. And I love it because we've been getting all kinds of voicemails. None of them are worth showing you guys yet, but it's promising. So I want to remind you guys that that is available to you. It's a little voicemail. You can leave Echo and I messages. Sometimes they'll make it on the show. Sometimes we'll just respond. You can also text the roster hotline as well. And the number for that is 814. Echo's dying. Well, I almost gave my work phone number out.
480-9795.
97. What is it? 480-9797? Okay, let me re-say that. My nose is itching too. Anyways, guys, the number for that is 814-480-9797. It doesn't stand for anything, so you're never going to remember it. So Echo and I will put it in the description.
It's always in the description. Always. 100% of the time. If you're looking for it, it is in every episode description.
So don't be a little bitch and leave us messages. Okay. So really, since the last episode, not a lot has been going on in my life. I don't know about yours, but I have been masturbating like a ton, because I made it like a point to try to make a bunch of money on content this past week. So anyways, my hands have been just like really deep in my pussy like the whole week. So I've been having a great time.
I haven't been able to do as much masturbating as I'd like because the charger to my womanizer died.
No, that's
you know what? It was supposed to be here Friday, the replacement. I was so excited. In all this snow, it is indefinitely delayed.
So that means you've been saddling up my wand that's plugged into the room, haven't you? You've been saddling.
Yes, honey. I even arranged the pillows. Now that we're talking about it out in the open, girl, I'm getting comfy in your bed.
Echo has been recently using my Hitachi, which has been plugged in my room, which makes like total sense. It's a great sturdy. It's always there for you. But the thing that is the weirdest is that you have relocated all your masturbating to my bed. It's like, and she's like, got to go to Anne-Marie's bed. I'm wondering if that has a kind of psychological effect with you, like the pheromones from my bed start to turn you on. You're like, hey, Anne-Marie, what are you doing in there? Are you masturbating? Can I come?
It's like, at first I didn't want you to know that I was doing it. I was living in my shame at that time. And I would even like replicate the way you had laid the wire, the cord, and lay the whole thing on the floor the same way it was. Because I was like terrified. I did not want you to know. And it was like the first three times I did it, probably it was like that. Because I was in a pinch. I was on the brink of orgasm and then my vibrator died. And I mean, I have other sex toys, but they're all dead too, if I'm being honest. So the Hitachi, it never dies. It, you know, you just plug it in and go. It's very reliable in that sense.
Yeah. So. And it's always full charge. Speaking of sex toys, one of the things that I did this past week was I got really horny and I sent my boyfriend a sex package in the so I sent him these things on Amazon. They're called Tenga eggs. I think that's how you say it. T-E-N-G-A. They were like $6, $7 a piece or something, but they're basically marketed as like a disposable male masturbator. And they come in like a little plastic egg, like what you would get your Easter candy in. And then inside it's like a silicone blob essentially with a hole in it for your dick. Mm-hmm. But you like, it also comes with a pouch of lube. So you pour the lube in, you fit the little blob on the head of your cock and you fucking stroke it. And it feels like good because it's got different textures inside. So it's kind of like a flashlight in that regard.
No, do you know what it's more like? Those fucking toys that we used to play with as kids. And I guarantee there are guys that tried to put their dicks in those things. Like, do you know the thing?
Yeah. you're barely into. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Liquid and glitter and shit. That's what I'm imagining that would feel like. They tried.
Yeah. So it's like that, but it's not.
But like, not at all.
Anyways. He actually really enjoyed it. It was like, the male like masturbation is like so systematic. There aren't as many toys for them. You know, it's like pretty easy. Your hand can get the job done.
You just jerk it and go. It's really simple and straightforward for them, I think.
And I also
like to experiment a lot more.
There's also like a weird stigma with men too, I think, like about buying them where they feel like kind of pathetic. Like, I can get a real pussy. Yeah. I can fuck a real girl.
It's funny because men definitely are like shamed more for masturbating. Like, girls have always been like not able to talk about it, but for guys, it's like, it's seen as almost like an embarrassing thing to like jerk off, you know, it's like used as an insult sometimes. That's not very fair.
Yeah. So like the egg, it's something that I can't see him having bought for himself, but like I was so horny and like we do long distance, so I can't actually touch his cock whenever I want. So I just thought it was like a nice little touch. So I guess if you guys are in long distance, check those out. They're fun. And if you're not in long distance, grab them. He's been fantasizing about me using it on him. So I might do that when I go visit him. I don't know.
I think it would be fun even just to watch him use it. It sounds kind of hot. I love cum shots. I just want to like shout out to cum shots. So...
shout out to cum shot. I actually really do love a cum shot. There's something about it. It's like, even if I'm not turned on from any of the sexting that's happening, if you're coming, I'm probably going to watch it at least twice.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if a dude sends me a dick pic, I'll glance at it, I'm sure. But if a guy sends me a video of him jerking off, I might not watch the whole thing, but I'll fast forward to the end so that I can see the cum shot. It turns me on. It makes my pussy tingle. There's just something about a cum shot. I feel like anyone could send me a cum shot.
I think I would
be in love.
When I'm jerking off a dick or like sucking a dick, I feel like I did something good when I make the dick come. You know what I'm saying? And so I think like the cum shot in a video does that same thing to my brain where I'm like, yay, look what I did. We both did that.
I think it's just really sexy when it's something different. Like when a guy, like I've had guys who they're shooting sperm like a fucking rocket, or they'll shoot it on to something different. And I love that. It's like, yes, be creative, have a little fun with it.
Some of the guys that I regularly associate with do things with their cum for me, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they come on that peanut butter jelly sandwich and fucking hoover it, bitch.
You have a very different relationship with cum.
Like, yes, got it. I like to make them put it in cereal, do a shot glass of it, freeze it into a popsicle, and suck it like a dick for me.
Have you ever made someone eat cum out of their own asshole before? Like in that porn.
But I did make a guy take a whole bottle, water bottle up his butthole and then suck on the bottle afterwards. So it's like not cum, but I did make him eat his own ass.
That's fucking amazing, first of all.
Savage. Speaking of, I've been like really into like DPs lately. I watched this porn last night and it was like really hard for me to get past. It was like the one guy was taking way too long to come. The other guy came. It was like they had some great scenes. They got some good stuff in. The guy came on the girl's face. And then she's like, okay, you can hear it in the girl's voice. And this is just maybe in my head. But I'm like, yeah, I would be ready to be done now. I got the cum shot I worked for. And then the other guy is taking forever. And she's like, oh, I want your cum so bad. And like you can just hear in her voice. She's like, dude, fucking hurry up. Bro. We don't have 10 more minutes for you to stay here and jerk onto my face. This cum is getting cold and dripping into my eyeball.
And it starts to dry on your face. Like,
yeah, I did still come to it. So, I mean, it didn't just fuck up the experience.
But... to be honest, like, I always talk about gangbangs, obviously, and how much I love them. It's my go-to. But, like, bukkake grosses me out.
Really? I feel like I can see...
grosses me out. Ow, I can't watch it. I will turn it off. I can't masturbate to it.
Yeah, I can feel it happening to myself. There are certain things your body can just like, you know, simulate that feeling. And it's like,
yeah. It's like when guys see another guy getting kicked in the balls. That's
yeah, and you're
the sense women have about being covered in semen.
Yeah, I can feel it. I'm like, ooh. One of the that I do want to say though about nudes, I like recently was selling an old video and I came across some content from me getting Facebooked by this guy, and I kind of got into watching it. I was like, okay, look at how good I'm doing. And then that was really all I thought the whole time is, wow, look how good I'm doing, look how good I am. this is all me. It's like, and then it became apparent to me that I think it's always me. Like, I'm the hot one. I'm the one who fucks. Always. I am the fucker.
I honestly believe that that's true. I've heard you say before, like, you come a lot during sex, but it's not because of the dude. It's because of you.
Yeah, and it'll be like, I'm, like, upside down taking fucking cum down my nostrils and can't breathe your dicks in my esophagus. And what, you're, like, laying there licking a little clit? Like, wow, I'm proud of you. Like, I'm doing fucking acrobatics over here. You, then dudes will be like, put your ass up more. Bitch, does your spine bend into a C? I would love to see a dude arch their back once. Let's even see it.
Once. Yes.
Send them in. Slide in with your back arch photos. I want to see how high you can throw your ass up.
You know what? Every time I fuck a dude now, I'm going to make him throw it back like that for me. I'm going to see how.
And I think they underestimate the impact it has on your spine, too. It's like, you want me to arch into a C, and then you want to pile drive me from the rear. And all that impact is going to go. There's only so long I can hold my ass up. Like, help me out, Brad. Grab a hold.
I honestly, doggy is my favorite position. I love the pile drive, but the aftermath is a little uncomfortable. It's like you feel that shit for a couple days, you know?
It's like, I'm going to put my pussy where I want to put it, thanks, so that you can actually for once hit my G spot, okay? Oh, if you want me to put it up higher, then maybe you, you know, do better.
I think, like, we always talk about how communication is so huge in that regard. And I remember certain sexual experiences where I was a lot more vocal and I was literally like, do this. I want you to hit me a certain way, choke me a certain way, like do this, do that. And it really improved the experience for me. And then also for that person. And I mean, it was a turnoff to me because I like a dominant person. So I hated that I had to do it, but it was really empowering. And it was like a very pleasurable sexual experience because I led the way.
One of the things I'll say about it too, is like, for some people, maybe it's a turnoff to do the like vocalization of it. I will sometimes take my boyfriend's hand and like put it on my throat and squeeze it. And it's like in his head, confirmation that I'm enjoying the rough shit he's doing to me and I'm enjoying what we're doing and that I want it. And it almost like eggs him on a little bit where it's like, oh, you like that? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, maybe you don't have to vocally say it, ladies, if you're afraid. Maybe you're not into that. I don't know. But one of the things I can say is like, it's super important to know what you like, no matter what. You can't communicate if you don't know what you like. So masturbate.
I want to bring something up. This is a big topic I've been really hoping we could talk about together, Anne-Marie. It's very intimate, very personal.
Okay.
I want you to teach me how to finger myself. Like, I want to know start to finish how this shit goes.
Gertie's behind you. Hi, girl. Okay, one of the things I want to say, a misconception for what you're probably thinking is like, I'm fucking I don't even like when dudes do that, like, right. When they're like, it's like, not, it's not a dick, this doesn't fill me out, this doesn't stretch me out, this isn't aerodynamic enough for the curves.
And then they jackhammer you with it and it's like their knuckles are pounding against your tailbone. And yeah. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
Like knuckles hitting your pee hole. And it's right. Like, all right, I guess they're doing that now.
Sorry, Anne-Marie, if you would recall, it's called the piss slit.
Yeah, I hate when people's knuckles are trying to cram into my piss slit. So be aware of where your knuckles are at, bro. But anyways, when I'm fingering myself, and I'm just going to tell you what works for me, because I don't know, I know your pussy and my pussy are different, so I can only imagine that there are a million different kinds of pussies. Sorry, my phone's fucking up. Okay, so I don't do an in and out motion. I do like a pulsing motion.
Like a little fluttering butterfly.
Yeah. And it's like really so light, like not a lot of pressure. Like I can barely feel it. It's not simulating the feeling of like a dick filling you out. This is, you have to like scrap that from your head. It's totally different. Then I like to have something on my clit. Like the mm-hmm. suction based toys are my favorite. So they'll be like suckling my clit, like, and then the pulsing goes on inside. So it's like less of an intense feeling. It doesn't feel like my clit does. It's not like, oh, there's so many nerve endings in there, I'm feeling this crazy thing. What I actually feel is the physical body getting excited. Like, you know, when a dick's like leaking pre-cum, like my body on the inside will start like getting excited. You can just feel it. There's like so much more liquid coming out. Things start to like get more filled with like blood. I don't know how to explain it. Like, whatever. It doesn't sound hot, but it feels great. So anyway, like I said, the pulsing thing is more what works for me. And I don't like love the feeling of all my anatomy either. So I find this spot and I sort of just stay on it. And it's more like a, I don't know, like a, like I said, pulsing.
I think that using, I mean, I
like of this little curve here is like right where mine is. It's about like what, 2 inches deep. And so yeah, I can just like I can feel the water just insanely start to build up, and then it's like, how far can this go? And then you've got the thing going on your clit, and you know, and then when, yeah, it's just great. It's a great.
How do you masturbate so that you can have something on your clit and be fingering yourself? Do you like sit? Do you lay? Is there like a better like physical position?
I like to lay in like with my legs up, like in a stirrupy position. Lazy. I've also like, I can come like any angle. Like for content, I've had to do it bent over, fucking leg up, sitting, standing.
Oh my god, I really need to experiment with this more. I realize now it's doable. I just really need to experiment more. I need to just get my fingers down there, root around, see what's up, see what I like.
I want you to remember that you at certain points in your life have been covered in Gert's actual goo. So you can handle your own pussy. I promise.
That is not fair. That's something I did as a mother.
So you're your own mother now. You mother that pussy right into an orgasm, a moist one.
That makes me think of the time that I had, the first time I had an orgasm with a guy after my ex was because you were in my head telling me to.
Everyone's like, were you really in her head? Yeah, she recorded it. No. imagine it's like in a movie, like a spy movie. I'm in an earpiece in your ear. I'm like, all right, Echo, now gyrate forward. Back again, two more times.
Wait, hang on. Can we do that?
Yeah.
How funny would it be?
I think Echo is fetishizing it and trying to say it's a joke, but I need to find the outline. Give me a second. Sorry, baby. All right. So yeah, that's how I do it. I wanted to say that, like, as far as where it was at, if I was reaching as far into my pussy as I can go, and then I made a hook, it's like perfectly where it needs to be.
Do you think we need headphones?
I could turn for sure my volume down, because that's the really the problem, is hearing your sound in the mic.
I don't hear any echoing. Would I hear it if there's an issue?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. I don't hear anything.
I just wasn't sure if it was like something that we'll hear in the recording that I can't hear right now.
No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be much different than what we're hearing.
Okay. Sorry. Then let's get back into it.
So did you do anything else like since we recorded last?
Well, I've had some great sex, you know, lucky. Some internal penetrative orgasms with Gemini, who actually just messaged me today and said some girl roasted him for being bad at oral. And I was like, well, you don't really do it that much, so I can't say whether or not you're good at it. And so now I think I'm in store for quite a bit of oral, and I may have to lead him through, but we'll get there.
So the oral situation is something that all men should be doing more, at least be willing to do more. So guys, take that excitement and Aqua's voice and just run with that with your girls. Run with it.
Lap that little bean right up. Lick it like it's a lollipop.
Except the lollipop needs you to lick really fast in one spot. Don't suck on it too much.
Okay. So there was also a fun moment where Gam and I restored the dildos to their proper place. And by proper place, I mean the living room coffee table.
What the fuck?
And he placed them right alongside my three butt plugs.
Now I'm going to ask what everybody's wondering. Are they clean?
You know, I'm probably
define least, clean.
Probably at least one of them is clean, I imagine. I don't think
I'm so glad he is helping enable your really great storage of your sex toys. Guys, it's really important.
But honestly, it's good. I need to get them cleaned because I haven't used them in a while. And
you've been using mine.
You're a
talk now that I think about it, you better clean mine too.
I better. But I really need to prep my asshole because my MVP and Bruiser both keep hitting me up about doing anal with me, and they both have massive, massive dicks. So I'm going to be getting very stretched, I think, in the coming months.
I love that for your butthole, your BH.
My butthole deserves it. And you know what? I'm not saying I want a DP with those two men because that kind of is terrifying sounding. But a DP in general, I think, is a great goal for spring.
Yeah, it's honestly one of my own goals for this month is to get my boyfriend to DP me with a dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to use the one that I have that, like, it's a thrusting one, and it also heats up, so it feels really nice and lifelike in there, and then it sucks on your clit, too, so I'm going to have clit action, I'm going to have something filling my pussy out and my ass. It's going to be great.
Toys are literally amazing. It's hard for me to remember my past life before I first got a vibrator at the age of 26.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where when I find out someone doesn't have one, I'm like, no, we need to help you. Something's wrong. This emergency. Life support over here.
But there were so many other things. Obviously, we've talked about so many times the screwdriver, the glowy stick, lightsaber.
The glowy stick. Jesus. Yeah, I did fuck my pussy with a lightsaber at one point.
But my very first orgasm I ever had was from the shower head of my parents' house. I was young and in love with that shower head.
If you have one of those shower heads, your girlfriend's masturbating with it. I'm sorry. Your mom, she's using it too. Your sister's probably using it. Everybody in the house has used it as a community vibrator.
I always thought about that. That's what you need to know about it. When I was younger, because it's not like I ever washed it or anything. And I would be like, I bet my mom does the same thing. That's so disgusting.
But it's like, are you masturbating with the thing or the water coming out of it? And my head is like, do you have to clean water?
Exactly. No,
water's clean.
Like, am I shoving the shower head inside of my pussy? I don't really know that once, but it wasn't routine. It wasn't a normal thing I did.
Oh my God. So have you like fucking douched yourself with like a shower blaster?
I was just like, I wonder what it would be like inside.
I remember the first time I used one of those, I was at my like aunt's house for a week, and it was like, I never had one of those showers growing up. And then I went there and I was like, huh, that felt kind of nice. Oh. And then it was like, for the rest of the time I was staying with her, I wanted to take showers like every 2 minutes. I'm like, hey, I'm feeling dirty. I'm very back.
I would shower, but I wouldn't actually clean myself. I would just come the whole time. Oopsie.
Honestly, though, masturbating is such an important part of youth. I think the first thing that I ever masturbated with, though, was my fingers, which is probably why I'm so comfortable with it. I think I was like 7. So I became very familiar with my pussy at a young age. I was probably sexually assaulted as a child, now that I think about it, but I was traumatized as a child. I don't know why I would think of things like that early on. Is that too early?
No.
We could cut this out. I just...
It's normal to, like toddlers will touch themselves and start feeling like pleasure there, and they don't really know what it means and they don't climax, but they play around. I even as a kid, like I remember reading my mom's journal once, and she was writing about my cousin who also had some issues, some trauma that happened in her childhood, but her issue was she masturbated publicly. And she was really young. And I remember reading about it in my mom's journal, like how she had to sit down and talk to her and be like, that's something you do in private. You don't, you know, do that publicly. But it's that public part that was really the trauma. And it might be true that the trauma you've experienced brings you to that sooner, like than you would have otherwise, but it's not necessarily unhealthy development.
But yeah, I feel like once I discovered like that my clit felt good, my hands were like always finding ways to be on it. I'd be like pressing into things. I was such a horny kid.
I know.
I honestly feel like my heel of my foot, if I was sitting Indian style, oh, I could rock my clit against that heel real good into an almost orgasm.
I used to ask my friends to... like, let me hump their knees.
Okay. And we've hit a new level. Echo, if you want, you can hump my knee. I'll let you.
I was like, trust me, it feels good. And I'd like, let them do the same with me. Wait, that's like... were my first sexual experiences with a girl?
And were they you forcing her to let you rock your pussy on her knee?
Stop! You make it sound so coercive.
You're like, stop, it feels good. Trust me. You love it. Oh my God.
So anyway, back to new school methods. That's like a recommended method from my childhood. It's like, find a friend whose knee you can ride.
Well, actually, one of the new school methods I want to talk about that I know you and I both have experimented with in our adult life, I think is an answer to one of our real dumb questions. So I want to do that right now.
All right. Let's listen to those dumb fucking questions.
Ask us anything. You can even ask us all those real dumb questions.
Okay, so we got a DM from a girl, and this isn't a dumb question by any means. I don't want that segment title to ever offend anyone, which is why Eck always goes, so please ask us anything. Anyways, yeah. She asked, like, her boyfriend has been, like, really into anal, and she doesn't really like it, so she asked how she could, like, learn to like it. Now, that's... There's a gray line there I want to say. I used to force myself to do it because I wanted my boyfriend to love me. Mm. And I wasn't enjoying it. So don't force past any boundaries. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to, don't do it. But if you want to learn to enjoy anal, I think the same thing applies as what applies to your pussy. You have to do it on your own. And it's kind of hard now that, like, we're all adults and we have, like, established lives. And especially if you're, like, living with a partner, it's, like, kind of... almost insinuated if you're gonna get freaky, you're gonna do it with them. And it's right, like
when do you sneak away to try that double dildo penetration?
But it's definitely something that you gotta find time to do. Self-love is a different kind of love, IMO. So figure out what you like on your own, because you can't just like tell someone what you like. But one of the things I will definitely say, I thought I didn't like anal, and a big part of it was that I was doing it wrong, or the guy I was with was doing it incorrectly in the regards of we weren't doing any prep, we weren't doing any, like, enough lube, he was just, like, fucking forcing it in really quick, like, you know, like, you gotta go gentle, there was no any kind of foreplay with the butthole either beforehand, you know,
yeah,
just jab a huge cock.
Your experiences with anal were definitely more negative than mine. Cause like my first anal experience was with like a thin dicked man, like a long thin dicked man. And so there wasn't a lot of like strain, you know, it was a really good first anal dick. I'm so glad I chose that person. And so then I think I was more comfortable exploring anal because I had such a good initial experience.
Yeah, I think when it came down to it, I never wanted to do it. And it was like, it was early on in my life. It was a boundary. I'd be like, I'll do anything because I'm a freak, but I won't do anal. That's like the one thing. And so my boyfriend at the time kind of made it his personal mission to get me to throw away my singular boundary. Which is kind of crazy if you think about the fact that I was willing to do literally anything, including like masturbate in your car while you're driving in lingerie next to you type shit. But like he needed that. So my brain was like, I have to do it. You know, he's making me feel guilty like I'm a bad girlfriend. So the big flaw, like you said, he did have a really big dick and he didn't have any experience with anal either. So like, if you have a larger dick, you have to accommodate for it. You know, like
stretch,
you're going to want to use a lot of lube. You're going to want to use foreplay. You're going to want to go slow at first. You know, like yeah. I want you guys who've never had a dick in your ass to envision the largest shit you've ever taken going in reverse full force. All right. Consider that that's what you're trying to do to our buttholes. You know, I'll you have to be delicate. It's still an orifice, but it's not a pussy. It's not just like accommodating your full girth right away. Like it's absolutely a different type of thing. It takes time to stretch.
It takes time, and communication is such a huge thing. Like for me, my first anal experience was so great because of the dick, but also because of the person. Because the whole way through, even though it wasn't a huge, massive girthed dick, the whole way through, he would check with me. Are you okay? Can I keep going? Do you like it? Are you cool with this? Like, and for some people that might be like a little too much to be checked in on, but I would much prefer that to someone who just doesn't give a fuck and is just trying to slam themselves inside somewhere that's not ready.
Yeah. So that's our advice. Our advice is, first of all, to explore with your own body inside and out. And then make sure that your partner knows what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
communicate.
You want to have all the necessary tools. One time I was hanging out with like daddy from like the old school days. And I literally burnt through almost an entire bottle of lube. And you would think like, that's a lot of lube, girl. No, there's never, in my opinion, too much lube, especially when a fucking dick the size of this is about to go into my butthole.
Honestly, no. Lou, we say this all the time, even for Anne Marie, who has historically the wettest pussy. Lube is everything. Add lube. It feels better. It doesn't even matter how wet the pussy already is. Lube is going to be better, and it ensures that your partner is properly lubricated.
There are a lot of times where with the pussy, I think men take it as like an insult, like, oh my God, I can't get you wet enough, so you need lube or something. But the butthole's different, fellas. Like, that's, first of all, that's a misconception if we cycle back to the other thought, but the butthole doesn't get wet. So you bring lube.
There is, this is, I'm going to get a little gross here. So if anyone's masturbating, you might want to rewind and just listen to the last few parts again. But your butthole will produce like a mucus because it's being, the friction that's happening inside of it is not supposed to be there. And so it will create kind of this sticky mucus, and you'll see it sometimes come out, but that's a negative thing. That's not supposed to happen. If that's happening, then like you're doing something wrong, because it should be lubricated enough that it doesn't need that.
Like a butthole, I think, like, has to push things out of it, and like it's got to have some kind of natural lubrication. But I can tell you, as someone with this slippery, sloppy little poochie, it's very different. You have to treat it as such. Have respect for the butthole, fellas. Then also, it's like, I think a big thing about it is like realizing that positioning, like there are different things that work for different people in the same way that sex does. So like when you're doing sex or having normal sex intercourse, you're like fucking experimenting with all these things to figure out what you like. So it's like in the same regard, you can't just like do anal one way one time and be like, oh, that was it. You know, like there are other things to experience out there. I don't know. I've gotten really into lately in the new school method. I love having dildos in my ass and in my pussy. It's like,
which was inspired by me. I just want to say I'm the OG.
Yeah, it's honestly the biggest inspiration, I want to say, is I just started really craving anal. But it's like, I can't fucking come from that. You know, like, I mean, I can have a great time, but I'm not reaching climax for it. So
some people do, some women do, but I'm with you. It doesn't happen for me.
So yeah, I had to incorporate both. But ever since then, I've been like fantasizing about my boyfriend just like pounding my asshole out, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I love the idea of like butt cheeks spread and you just see the round dick and it's like the butthole around it. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I'm ready for that present.
I'm gonna get that Hitachi out soon, don't you?
Can't wait. Don't stick it on your butthole, please.
I always use a fabric over it.
It's clean.
Like a fabric condom. It's always my clothing.
Okay, so where are we? Oh, we are talking about masturbating.
Let's talk about frequency, because I mean, I have gone through the spectrum. Right now, I'm maybe masturbating once a day, but I do it infrequently, and it's because it's actually really inconvenient to have to go to your room to masturbate. So I just do it like once before bed, and it's really sad, but I think that's still healthy. I feel like, is there oh, yeah, an unhealthy amount of masturbation? Is that even possible?
I think that everybody's different. I would say like, if you want to know if you're in an unhealthy place, it's like, if there's a major change, there's always a big, like, oh, that's a telltale sign. But right, in like my opinion, masturbate all day, every day, or never, if that's what you want to do. There's no rules. I like to personally to keep my focus and like my body functioning, I need to come every day. I need to at least once a day. I have to. But if I don't, I get bitchy.
I just get really horny. Yeah, and when I'm horny, you can't trust my behavior.
Yeah, you'll start pulling your tits out in public. She's like, I'll show pussy if you want.
It's so inappropriate, but it's very true. Yeah. I'm like, wow, my pussy hasn't been touched in a while. Let me get a stranger off the street real quick.
I know you were talking about public masturbation earlier with your cousin, and I want you to know that I too love that. I like to masturbate while I'm driving. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. really dangerous.
Crazy, yeah.
Pull me over, though. I fucking dare you. Come over to my window while my fucking pussy is out right now. I would love to get that ticket. Imagine the story.
I want you to get pulled over now.
Not really, but her pussy was completely out.
Anne Marie, if you ever get pulled over again, I'm sorry, when you get pulled over next.
Pull it out.
I want you, yeah. I want you to start masturbating just to see what his reaction is. And if he's like, you were driving erratically, you would be like, I was masturbating, officer.
Is that illegal? I have a hearing coming up this month for something that happened previous. I might use it. I might say that that's what I was doing just to see how it plays out. But like, I love the sneakiness to it, but I also love the idea of someone catching me and just looking them directly in the eyes and not stopping.
Right.
Not changing anything.
We're all over your car.
Yeah. It's like, I know that you know what I'm doing and there's no way you don't find it at least a little hot right now.
That's definitely a porn already, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no way that's not. I've actually ran into someone at the intersection doing it in their own car, watching porn and jerking off in their car, and he smiled at me, which was, I mean, I haven't forgotten that moment. That guy lives on.
I want to talk about an old school method of masturbation that is also a new school method because I have carried it through. My very first masturbation was not to visual porn. It was not to my thoughts. It was to Literotica. My first masturbation. So I just want to let everyone know what that first story was. What got me into the erotica world was this woman who goes to her mechanic, can't pay the bill. And so she's forced to have a gangbang in order to pay for the repairs. And it was really hot. Yeah, I read it one time and then I continued to masturbate to that scene in my head for probably a year after that.
Honestly, the brain is a really powerful thing when it comes to masturbation. That's why, like, I know a lot of times I'll say I don't even use anything but my brain. Literotica to me makes sense. It's like sexting, but like nobody else is there. It's a more private version of it. But what I can't get down on is the weird verbiage.
Yeah, some stories, some writers, it just throws you off. And it's like, there are certain authors you'll find who are amazing. One of my favorite authors on Literotica is Gab the Writer. And she just has these really in-depth, they're long, but they're incredible. And I mean, they have a lot of detail, but also a lot of sex. And just really good. There are really good authors that you'll find who publish like genuine works of art. And so it's a risk you take, but I think you take that risk with porn too, honestly. You know, sometimes you end up watching something, you're like, what the fuck is this? I mean, we all know weird porn of the week, like we've been there.
So have you come across any weird terms lately?
Yes, we do have a term for Encyclopedia Literotica today.
It's time for Encyclopedia Literotica.
Encyclopedia Literotica.
Okay. Oh my God. This one took me out. Woo! There are just some things like you just don't say. There are some words that are a complete turnoff and I don't even care like who you are. It's a turnoff. So this one is for the word asshole.
Okay.
Dark pooper hole.
Okay. Dark pooper hole?
Yep.
Huh.
You know, it's an active choice that someone made, and it was a mistake.
So they knew people were going to masturbate to that.
Yeah, shove that dick inside my dark pooper hole.
Yeah, dark. That's the part I can't go over. Is there a little bit of poop on it? Is it unclean? What's making it dark? I guess buttholes are kind of
They're
brownish.
just, yeah, they're always a little darker. That's why like leather Cheerio is a thing, 'cause they're
It's
like the
dark. Yeah,
darker,
okay.
that's the dark meat of the human body is the
Okay. Well, the dark meat of my body specifically is not my butthole. I think it's the underside of my armpit because it's like really tan under there. I don't know why. Naturally tan.
Okay, I
like
want to
there.
talk about where I went after Literotica because when I first started watching porn, I actually didn't get into gangbangs. I didn't start watching gangbangs right away. That was a lot. I didn't even watch anal. I hated anal. It made me so uncomfortable watching it. And so what I started with was female masturbation and close up of men giving oral to women. And I loved watching like the clit twitch at the end and like the orgasm come out of the vagina and stuff. Like it was, so I spent a lot of time in that area of the porn world before I eventually found my way into gangbangs.
I think like I was really into lesbian porn really early on as like a porn watcher. I think it's because like, I mean, I do like girls, don't get me wrong, but I think it was more about like no matter what I was looking at, it was something I could imagine was happening to my body. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like it was like I was both roles. And at that point, I really didn't have any experience with having sex with men. So it was like something I guess I could just really relate to more. The tits, I love tits to this day. But the
Oh,
first
yeah.
thing I ever remember masturbating, it was so embarrassing, but I'm pretty sure it was like a Sears catalog or something,
Oh,
like the
yeah.
bra section. I
He's
love
like
that, those bras and those full coverage bras, man.
boring basics. They
They
just
come
get
in
you
white, beige,
going.
and black, and that's all I
But
needed.
when you watch porn now, you like, do you like amateur more than produced porn, or is it equal? How do you feel?
Well, I want to say I like the more produced porn for the lead up because I love a good story. You know, like get me there. I want to
A
feel like
good
I'm at
story.
work and there's somebody who's turning me on. But then it's like when it comes to like actual sex, I do really prefer something more amateur just because I don't feel like it's fake. I don't know how to explain that more than I just don't feel like it's like overproduced. So I'll be like watching it and be like, oh yeah, that these people are just doing their thing. You know, like someone didn't tell them to do this. They're not doing it for dress or money. These
Right.
people are fucking.
I don't know. I think it's the production quality maybe just turns me off too much. Amateur, I can't really watch amateur stuff. It really is just not my vibe. I don't know what it is.
A big part of amateur porn for myself is my own porn. I love watching videos of me taking a dick. Like, I take it good. So, but it's like there's something that comes along with that with like a sex flashback. But like, I think naturally my brain is my favorite way to consume sexual images. Because it's freaky in there, you know? Like, I can just lay back and cue up like a nice set of tits, perfect tits in there, a huge cock that's like raw hard, perfect shape and size. And I can just put the little womanizer to work. I think it just doesn't take me long to come, which is the only reason why it would take me longer to search for something.
I have a question for you. You know that after I have sex, I like to go and masturbate afterward because the orgasm from the post-sex masturbation is always like massive for me and it's amazing. So do you for you do you feel like your masturbation orgasms are better than your sex orgasms?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, because they're only about me.
Right. And you're
So it's
totally in
like,
control of every moment.
yeah, and I know exactly what I like. I know exactly what I don't like. I don't have any moments where I'm like,
What's going on there?
ooh, maybe wrong
What are you doing? Watch it.
No, but I used to get frustrated by it, like that men couldn't make me come the way that I could by myself.
Yeah.
And then I dated someone who was painfully honest all the time and just would say things that normal people would keep inside. And so it became normal to just say things, you know? So then at first it started with not knowing how to say it, you know, like I'd be frustrated because I didn't come. Oh, I'll go in the bathroom and finish myself off, I guess. Fuck you then. Glad you had a great time. But then it turned into a teaching experience where now I'm not the orgasmless idiot, but he is the student and I am the master.
Honestly, I have such a different approach because my big experience with getting orgasms from men was in a relationship. And he just would eat me out and make me come at least one time before we had sex every single time, like no matter what, which at the time I didn't realize like what a heaven I was living in, but it was incredible. And so now when I hook up with guys and they don't do foreplay or they don't worry about my orgasm or care about it or make an effort, that to me is like a turnoff. Now I'm like, that's not really gonna work for me. Like I need you to put some effort in. And so I don't want to teach people. It's like, if you don't already have that in you, then you're not for me.
The thing is, so much of sex with women is about them not saying anything. So men have to interpret your loud breathing, your I'm having a good time, the loud moans or whatever. They interpret that to your coming. Like, you know, like that's what they think is you're having a great time like they are. Mm-hmm. But if you outwardly say things like, oh, don't stop, or oh, I'm so close, then they know they're not there yet. You know, like I think that that's the only, I totally hate having to do it too. But if you're consistently fucking the same people, I want to say, maybe just force yourself to do it one time because they're going to remember that knowledge for all of the times they fuck you in the future. And you're not going to have to say it every time, you know, it will eventually right. be. And that's what happens with your boyfriend is like, they do it so much that they know what makes you come because they're doing it every day and they're practicing it basically. Mm-hmm. So I think, I just think it's like maybe it's worth one conversation. Or I think anytime I'm telying someone, it's during texts, sometimes beforehand. Like their brains get so turned on by the idea of you talking about anything sexual. So like, I'll be like, yeah, I just really love it when people, when people just find my clit and just like stay right on it. You know what I'm saying? And they just like, don't move. That's what I love in a man.
And then I was more so referencing like men who just don't make an effort at all, like guys who
oh yeah that's
girls, like it just, that to me is a turnoff because you just don't even care.
And it's like a disservice to themselves too.
Yeah, if someone is like not great at something and I'm interested in them, it is worth like directing them a little bit if I want to keep fucking them especially. But for guys who like they'll talk to you beforehand about how much they love foreplay and eating pussy, and they'll claim. And then when it comes down to it, they never take the initiative to do it. And I'm not going to tell you, get over here and eat my pussy. Like I want a dominant man who eats my right. pussy without me telling him like he's a child. So yeah,
makes
for,
sense.
Yeah, for me, and I know men who just don't do it, it's like kind of just like gross to me, like you just don't do it. Okay, well then I don't suck dick. Sorry, I forgot how to throat.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that like men think is optional, but it's a lot more necessary. And honestly, it's beneficial for you to make women actually come when they're fucking you, because mm-hmm. then they'll want to keep doing it.
It makes the sex more pleasurable too. Like if you make me come before you put your dick in me, the sex is going to be so much more intense and you're going to be so much more likely to make me come during sex as well.
And then it's like also there, there's something that feels so good about a pussy coming around your cock, like gripping you up and fucking just like squeezing you. So it's like, I don't understand why men wouldn't put more effort in to try to achieve that. I would want to constantly be feeling that feeling if I had a dick.
Okay.
I'd be like, grip me up.
Well, I want to do our final segment, which is Dirty Dictionary, because I have quite the sentence for you to do.
Oh, you're so dirty. Oh, you're so dirty. Oh, you're so dirty. Oh, you're so dirty.
Dirty Dictionary.
All right, I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Okay, I'll say it first. Oh, I forgot I was going to say it first. Okay. Got to do my vocal warm-ups.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, yes. You dirty boy. You make me so hot. I want to sniff the blue cheese like smegma from betwixt the ridges of your taint.
I hate you so much. Type it in the chat so I don't forget any of it.
It's in the outline.
Oh, wait, good. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, you dirty boy. You make me so hot. I want to sniff the blue cheese like smegma from betwixt your teeth.
It's like so close to being hot.
It's like I could, if I'm not, you're hot. I'm not listening to what you're saying because it's
not.
Yeah,
just cancel out the words and you're good to hear.
The words. Well, I want to tell you, I have some plans of my own today, Echo, that involve some masturbating myself. I'm going to put some things inside of me. I'm going to have a great time. I want to thank everybody for joining us for this really great episode of The Roster. It's gotten me nice and primed for that activity. It's been a lovely experience today.
Sorry about the fact that this is late. Our computer is like a decade old, and so it crashed and lost our files once again.
And so if that's an issue for you, feel free to buy us a new one.
Exactly. Go fuck yourself otherwise. But the real truth here is that we wanted to at least give you guys a bit of something. Even though the perfect angel of an episode that we made, and it always is the best episodes that get fucking trashed like that, and it pisses me off. But we wanted to give you guys
pussy. We've given you power. This is an action-packed episode here.
Coming up on this Friday's episode, we will have a guest. And it's going to be our Valentine's Day episode. So make sure you guys are watching out for that. And thank you for being here.
Go fuck yourselves.
Bye, bitches.